Hello and good morning. Welcome to Church in Our Homes again on another Sunday. I'm really excited to be in front of you. My name is Lizzie. I'm head of children's ministry here at Northgate Community Church. We are continuing our series in Fruit of the Spirit, and I'm very excited and thankful that I get to bring this next one. Today we're going to be talking about gentleness. And if I'm being very honest, let me tell you, gentleness, even working with children, is one of those things that I think I'm just not as gifted in realizing how much of my life I truly can't implement gentleness. So I'm excited to get to share that with you, because hopefully what I tell you guys today will kind of give you the opportunity to realize what I've been stewarding in these last few days. So often in our culture, we think that gentleness is a term that shows weakness or timidness. And this assumption is just so backwards, because gentleness often disarms conflict. When I think of gentleness, I think of children. I think of the way our voices fluctuate when we talk to them to kind of help de-escalate situations, or that mom who's in the grocery store who's trying to corral her kids who are running every which direction and trying to explain to them why Save Mart is not the place that we play tag, or Walmart's not the place that we jump on our brother, and getting down to their level and trying to explain things, trying to teach them from not knowing. And then I also think of, you know, those fresh newborn babies. When you hold them, you naturally want to support their head. You want to love on them. You want to take in all of those special, intimate, soft moments. And I think that that's normal for everybody. I think we think of gentleness when we maybe see our grandparents and we just feel that warm, fuzzy, natural feeling. And that's totally okay. And again, those are ways of being gentle. But gentleness means having great power and choosing to wield it in a compassionate way for the benefits of others. Now, if we think about how we originally thought gentleness was, or how I originally thought gentleness was, and then thinking about the strength behind this quote, gentleness means having great power and choosing to wield it in a compassionate way for the benefit of others. I don't know if I was doing it wrong or if I just totally misunderstood. Matthew 11:29 says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart." And this is what I had to do. I had to go get my Bible out and find all the ways that Jesus was gentle. And what I realized was, when you look up gentleness in the Bible, though it is there tons and tons of times, there are other words that are very similar to the same meaning. We can talk about like grace, for example. God's grace is an example and the perfect way to describe what gentleness is. And Jesus was gentle, but he was anything but weak. He has so much power. So I'm going to get into John chapter 8 today. So if you want to grab your Bibles, go for it. If not, you guys can always come back to this and get where we are talking about it and research it later. But in John chapter 8, Jesus has his interaction with a woman caught in adultery. And when the Pharisees bring her out, they say that they're going to throw stones at her, and that was going to be her punishment for making a mistake. And then Jesus came and stepped in and said, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone. You do not have the power to throw a stone unless you yourself are sinless." Obviously, Jesus is the only person who is sinless. And obviously, in this situation, the Pharisees were in just as much fault as the women who committed adultery. A wrong for a wrong is one of those top lessons we teach our kids, right? An eye for an eye. Wrong doesn't fix wrong. And in this example, where the only person who was able to throw a stone didn't. Instead, he protected her. He told the Pharisees that you are not in any different of a situation to throw a stone. And instead of God or Jesus in both of those situations, he was gentle, and he saved her from being stoned. And that's an expression of God's grace. And it's only in the presence of strength that gentleness becomes necessary. I think you and I are living in a time where this is more evident than maybe other times. We are in a pandemic. We are in an election year. We are in the epitome of disagreement. Not just left and right, not just right and wrong, not what you think or what I think, but the opportunity to realize that conflict is not worth it. And seeing that we can find gentleness and learn to love everybody, even against our own faults and against theirs, because that's what God does over and over and over again in the Bible. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but if there are many things in my life right now that if I had chose gentleness and showed it the way that God has showed me grace, life could be so much simpler. So gentleness is an expression of God's grace, and we can all agree that God has all the power. He has all the power to judge us and condemn us for our sins, to live apart from him for all eternity. Yet God wields that power with gentleness for our benefit. Instead of throwing a stone, God sent his son. God knew before we were here, before any of the sin had actually happened, that was going to be. And God extended his grace by sending us the son who would love us enough to take his punishment and die on the cross in order for us to live a life. Gentleness is when you have the power to break something, but instead you choose to mend it. So much power in these words. Think of your life and relationships that you may have that you can do this. Maybe there's somebody that has been on your heart, or maybe somebody that you've put in the back of your mind that you can agree to disagree, that you just can't get on that same page. Imagine if God didn't extend that grace for you and me. Imagine if we weren't forgiven in those ways and all the things that we wouldn't have now. This is what Jesus did for the woman who was caught in adultery. This is what God did for all of humanity, and this is what we as followers of Christ are called to do in our lives. Whether we realize it or not, we have the power. We have the power, and sometimes we don't realize it. We don't realize how much strength is behind that. Words and actions can break people's faith. We can point people in the wrong direction of God's plan. We can leave them emotionally scarred because people are breakable. So instead, be gentle. Refrain from throwing stones. Live in this nature of God and see that God is so kind in everything he does. Colossians 3:12 says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." I want to leave you guys with a Proverbs. This was one of those kind of last minute things that I kind of stumbled upon, and it's just, again, so relevant in what's going on today in my life, in our community, nationally, globally. And it says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." This spells out exactly how we should speak to others. And if we look back to the story about Jesus in John 8, we can easily see how he used a soft answer when the Pharisees chose a harsh word. God's grace is the ultimate gift. It's the one thing that doesn't need to be explained, that we can just accept that this is something that God's given us. And I hope that you understand the preciousness of this gift, that you can strive to be more Christ-like in these ways. It's always a struggle. God died on the cross because he knew we wouldn't be perfect. And even after today, hearing all of this, he doesn't expect us to be perfect. But again, he expects us to try. And that's where God's grace comes in, when we aren't able to succeed the first time, the second time. Maybe we do great and then we fall off the train. God extends his grace and he forgives us of that. So keep that in mind, you guys. Everything going on right now, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your relationships, things that are being tested right now. We are in a time of social media where sometimes it's easy to sit behind a computer and put things out there. We're in a time where sometimes it's easy to maybe be silent when something is really weighing on your heart. And just strive to be Christ-like in all of those ways. So that's my challenge for you this week. I'm so humbled and gracious that I was given the opportunity to share this with you. I am in the same boat, still learning, still trying to be like Jesus, the hands and the feet in our community. So be blessed, my friends, this week. I hope that these words resonate with you a little bit. I'm gonna pray you guys out because I just love you so much. And I hope you all have a great week. Stay happy, stay healthy. Heavenly Father, I'm just thankful for the opportunity to come here in front of more people than I could have on a Sunday, Lord. I ask you for every person that watches this tonight can hear the genuine feeling that I have behind this message, the things that you've put on my heart and the things that I really do feel are important. I ask you to allow them to implement them in their lives, to teach their children, for us to be examples for the future of our households and our communities, Lord. I ask you to continue to bring blessings on everybody in a time where maybe it's hard to see them. Lord, I ask you just to really stretch the gentleness muscle in their body, Lord, and just really allow them to see where in their life that maybe they need work, or to allow them to really feel the love that you have for them, Lord. Continue to bless everybody this week. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, thank you so much for allowing me and pressing play and me coming into your homes. Be blessed, and I will see you hopefully soon. Bye.